And Joel.
And welcome again to Mediocre Minds.
Yeah.
As you can see, Joel has returned.
Yep. Evidently not broken up yet.
Yeah, no. We're still together.
Yep.
For thankfully. Better or for worse.
Probably for, well, we'll see. We'll see what the future holds.
Anyways, yeah. But no, I mean, today is a special day, actually.
What? Really? What do you mean?
It's June 3rd.
And what significance is the 3rd of the month?
Okay, don't be coy.
Wow, okay. We're supposed to do this, like, playful little banter thing, but nope. Nope. Okay, hey, okay.
You're the guy. You're not supposed to be, like, playfully bantering. What?
What? A guy's not allowed to be playful? Okay, anyways, let's just cut to the chase, miss. Let's just not even be coy or playful about anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding. I love you. Today is our 9-month, it's not called an anniversary, right? It's just called
nine months.
Or, no, well, anniversary is only meant for like yearly things.
Oh, do people just say it's been 9 months? No.
I don't know.
Okay, it's nine months. But anniversary.
No, 9-month anniversary is incorrect English.
I swear I've said that before.
I mean, yeah, but I just didn't correct you because I felt like it was insignificant. But if we're going to say it on the podcast, I mean, okay, we got to be right with the people.
Well, we've already said it, so there you go. Like, but what would you call it then? It's our 9 months?
Yeah, we've been calling it like that, like, for a while. I don't call it the anniversary. I call it, oh, it's like our 8 months. It's our 7 months, etc.
Okay, sure. Call it what you will. I've been stuck with you for 9 months.
What an amazing start to this podcast. Oh my gosh.
This introduction basically summarizes our relationship. What a gong show.
Yep.
But
what a 9 months.
Anyways, yeah, it's crazy how fast 9 months has gone by. It feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
But it also has gone by really fast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking earlier today, actually, is like, it's 9 months. It feels like it's been way shorter than 9 months,
mm-hmm,
in a good way. And, mm-hmm, but also, it feels like I've known you for way longer than just 9 months.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking like this time last year,
yeah,
we didn't know each other.
Yeah, because like it's June, yeah. So yeah.
Right? Because we met each other at my church picnic.
Yeah.
And that was a week before my like grad.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. I don't know. That what?
That was crazy, yeah. And you got introduced to me as John.
Oh, yeah. That's so
shout
funny.
Out to you, friend, who introduced me as John.
Yeah.
You know who you are. Shout out to you.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird thinking about how less than a year ago,
mm-hmm,
I was still... I mean, like, were you getting over somebody or...
Probably.
Like, what was happening in your life 9 months ago?
I think, so like 9 months ago, I was working with Kids on Track, doing like summer camps for underprivileged youth in Edmonton, but also at the same time in terms of like relationships, yeah, I was like just getting over somebody.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, what happened with that?
What do you mean, what happened? Like, what specifically are you asking?
No, I mean, like, what were you getting over, exactly?
Oh, like, I think I want to pursue a relationship with this one girl, and then I asked her out, and then she said something up along the lines of, actually, what did...
No. Lanot! Get away from me! You creep! No, just kidding.
What's wrong with you? I'm trying to tell a story.
I'm kidding, no.
What the crap?
Continue.
Oh,
continue.
My God. You're lucky. I love you. Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
No, continue.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. It's
she
like...
Said, what did she say?
I don't... Okay. I don't really understand fully what she was trying to say, but... Okay.
Men.
Okay. Long story short... Whoa. You say men.
Just continue.
Okay,
just don't even go.
I don't even get going. Audience. I don't even get a chance sometimes, but okay. It just like fell through and I'm just like, well, this sucks. Yeah, then I was just getting over for a bit. And then there was like a one point where I'm like, hey, you know, God, past few times I've tried doing this, hasn't worked out. I've tried changing it like this, I've tried changing it like that, still hasn't worked out. And so I felt like, you know what, just forget it. I'm just gonna put a hold on any like relationship pursuits and just focus on the work that he asked me to do at that job, taking care of the kids, trying to, show them more stuff at the camp about, like, who God is and what he's done for us and stuff like that.
Right.
And so, you know what? Like, sometime in June last year, I just told God, that's it. Okay. Clearly, these are signs. So, you know what? All right. I'm just going to stop doing these crazy, stupid things that I'm only doing for myself. I'm going to focus on what you want me to do. So, yeah.
So, would you say your like, dating history had been pretty much the same thing over and over? Where you kind of, like, chase after a girl and she's like, ew, get away from me. No, just kidding. But, like, it just was always
not working out. Why you gotta do that all the time?
I'm kidding.
I guess so. Yeah, I think it's, like, sometimes I'll wait too long. Sometimes I'll wait not long enough. And then sometimes I'm just pursuing really interests for the wrong reasons. And so I'm pretty glad that they actually didn't work out. Like, looking back at each one of those, I'm just like,
pretty glad. In the wrong mindset. Yeah. Or
something about the situation or the scenario just probably wasn't conducive to a relationship. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, again, it's kind of like hindsight is always 20/20.
Yeah.
So, at the time, let's see, what was happening last year in June? I guess, okay, so 2016 and 2017 were probably the most whirlwindy.
Tumultuous?
Yeah, of my entire relationship history. Because up until 2016, literally barren wasteland.
Yikes.
I had no interest. There were no suitors. I took that spiritual gifts test and it was like, you got the gift of celibacy, girl. And
RIP.
I was basically like, yeah, boy, I don't care. That's fine. Like, I was totally, you know.
That's really funny.
I was like, independent sailor. It was all good. And then in 2016, like, this guy.
Yeah. By the way, never tell me who this person is.
Okay, what? I mean, okay, anyways, yeah.
Literally, I don't want to know.
I don't want you to know. It's fine. Good. Anyways, this guy who shall remain anonymous. He kind of started talking to me, expressing some interest. So we hung out a few times, and he seemed really enthusiastic. And so in response to that, I also became enthusiastic.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he kind of sort of initiated this whole thing a couple weeks before he was going to go away for 1 year of school in the States.
Yeah.
So basically, he kind of was...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So so basically he was like, I'm going to lock you down and then I'm just going to leave, but it's going to be fine. We'll do long distance.
It's going to be fine.
Quote unquote. But the thing is, I think both of us were very naive. Like, and when he said those things, I think he was very sincere and genuine. I think he had every intention of following through. But again, it was like both of us were very unaware of how difficult a relationship would be, especially a long-term one, especially like, a long-distance one.
And wasn't that, like, the one of your first serious, like, quote-unquote serious relationships?
Yeah.
And then it suddenly became long-distance? I feel like that's
It was long-distance after, like, 1 week of hanging out.
Yeah.
So...
Not exactly the greatest scenario.
Yeah. So, anyway, so... But the thing is, I was kind of still all in, but... And I can understand why he got cold feet.
Yeah.
Because... How do you commit yourself to a person 100% after only have been in their presence for a week and now you're gone for a year and you don't even know where you'll be after that year, you know? So I kind of started getting signs that he was maybe becoming uncertain. So in the end, we kind of just, I mean, he sort of initiated the whole like, maybe it's better that we just be friends. And I was... Like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay, so you weren't blindsided.
I wasn't blindsided, but not because of any outwards. It was mostly womanly intuition.
Oh.
I kind of felt that there was, like, something off. Like, I could tell that he was becoming, like, less communicative. He was becoming more standoffish.
Right.
I guess.
You have great people reading skills, as you have said to me before.
Yeah, so and I wasn't wrong, because I started feeling these things, and like 3 days later, he was like, But, so anyway, so I respected his decision, and I said, you know, no hard feelings, but actually, I was really sad.
Aww.
I'll admit I cried a few times. And then at school, during lunch, I was in an empty classroom with one of my friends, and she was really nice. She like comforted me, and I just like cried a little like with her for a while. Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of difficult, but I think it was important for me to go through that as well, because I realized that I could get through it. Like, it wasn't the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, even when I was feeling so sad, it was still okay. Yeah. In a sense, like, you felt so sad, but you still felt like, okay, I still have, like, a firm foundation in my identity.
Yeah.
Right? So, it was okay. So, anyway, so that was, like, end of 2016, going into 2017. Yeah. Still kind of, like, getting over some stuff. Plus, final exams were coming up.
Gross.
And then during that time, somebody else, one of my friends, started acting all weird. He was also going through some interesting things in his relationship.
Okay.
And my role as the supportive friend kind of evolved into some weird thing.
Where the lines got blurred.
Yeah, the lines got blurred between the two of us.
Girl.
Okay. Yeah, so anyways, and I started like noticing this like for a while. But I think part of me was just in denial. I was like, you know what? No, he's like this with like a lot of other people. It's fine. You know,
with a lot of other girls?
Yeah, I would say he generally has a pretty sociable personality.
Okay, okay.
And stuff. So I tried to justify it in my mind. I was making excuses for him.
Right.
Even up until after final exams, leading up to like grad and stuff. I would just kind of, you know, shrug it off or laugh it off and try to...
Do you mean like shrug off his behavior?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you didn't reciprocate.
No. Okay. The thing is, I tried to play it off as jokes. So he would say certain things that
Bona, you're so beautiful. I love you. You're so funny. Like that.
Okay, I'll be honest. There were some times when it got like
for real.
It got pretty close.
Yo,
I know. Like looking back, I'm like, why did I tolerate this for so long?
That's rough.
I know, but anyways, so I tried to play it off. I didn't want to make him feel bad, and I wasn't sure if he was actually just like, oh, he's just this is legit, just how he is, and I didn't want to call him out on something that wasn't there. But then after a while, it just became too much, and I was like, I have to talk to him. Yeah. And after he said something else that was just kind of like, makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I brought it up and I was like, you technically still have a girlfriend.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable with some of these things you're saying.
Piss off.
No, I didn't say it like that. And then,
get lost, loser.
No, why are you so mean? I felt bad for him because, you know, like, it's like during a time where there's a lot of insecurity and stuff, sometimes you do want a source of comfort, right?
Right.
Although I guess in some ways he was just kind of bolstering his ego.
Right.
By sort of playing with my emotions a little bit.
Right. So, again, this person, also do not reveal to me who this person is.
It's ever. Okay, I won't.
Because if I ever see this person in person, in real life, like face to face, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but anyways, I would still consider him a very good friend, and I don't actually, I'm not mad.
A very forgiving person. Because I would cut ties. See ya, buddy.
No, I think...
Goodbye.
I think the biggest regret I have with that whole thing is that I think our friendship kind of got ruined because of that.
Yeah.
Because after I brought it up, we had a discussion.
Yeah.
You know, things were fine, but now we don't really talk.
Right? We should probably keep it that
exactly, because we want to maintain those boundaries. Yeah. And, like, you know, respecting him and his relationship with his girlfriend,
which is paramount. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's better that we kind of just keep interaction to a minimum, except in like group settings and that sort of thing. So that's kind of like the only bummer, because I did really appreciate his friendship.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like literally, I will tell you
what, it's because guys are stupid. Because like I might not come to this guy's defense in terms of his actions, but on average, guys are not as intelligent, I would say.
Like emotionally, like EQ. Yeah. Okay, I guess. Then why do you get so defensive when I call you dumb? No, I'm kidding. I love you!
It's because you do it so often that sometimes I don't know when you're joking and when you're not.
I'm joking about 50% of the time.
Happy 9 months. All right.
But anyways, so right before I met you, that had just happened.
Gosh.
And then I guess interspersed between 2016, I kind of got pressured into trying like Tinder and all those random things. Worst decision ever. Yeah. I lasted 3 days and I was like, no, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
I don't belong here.
Yeah.
So,
and this isn't my scene.
Yeah, I did go on a couple dates, and I will say that every guy I met up with, they were very nice.
Yeah,
there were no creeps.
That's good.
I didn't encounter any creeps.
Dude, that's awesome.
Shout
out to you, non creeps.
Yeah, and I mean the thing is, there was no like romantic interest there.
So it was just like a casual get together to see who the other person was, basically.
Yeah, I think. Both people, like me and the other person, were serious enough that there was, like, intentional meeting up.
Right.
But there were no, like, unrealistic expectations.
Okay,
where,
yeah.
Oh, after this one meeting, we're dating for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, even though I would say, it was a waste of my time and Tinder is gross.
Yep.
I will say that it was valuable because it did show me that my faith is more important to me than a guy.
Yeah.
Because all those people I went out with, none of them were Christian. Yeah. And immediately I could tell that we just ain't jiving.
Yeah, see ya, buddy.
Even there was one guy, he had a really great personality, really funny. I feel like we did get along very well.
Yeah.
But because he wasn't Christian, fundamentally, I knew there would be something missing there.
Yeah.
So it was an immediate turnoff in that way.
Yeah.
Because
that first impression might be good, but like in terms of like future decision making, your decision making is always going to be not inspired, but like it comes from your moral foundation.
Exactly.
And if your moral foundation is completely different than the other person, there's going to be a lot of incompatibility, even beyond what a normal relationship would actually be able to endure.
Yeah, and it's just because. It's such a huge part of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
And if he doesn't understand that,
or respect it, or accept it,
yeah, then it's difficult to be close to somebody.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after that, I was like, you know what? Like, I really enjoyed spending time with this person, but I just can't see it working.
Yeah.
He actually took it kind of poorly.
Again, sadly, men are not intelligent emotionally.
And I felt bad because I think he felt like I was targeting him because he wasn't Christian, and that wasn't.
That makes sense on his part, though, right? Because if he's not a Christian, then he wouldn't understand why it's so important.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So I can understand why he was a bit upset.
Yeah.
But again, I couldn't. That was my justification, so I couldn't really lie to him either. Anyway, so that was kind of setting the scene before I met you.
Yeah.
So then at that point, yikes. I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to go back to my spiritual gift of celibacy. And then you came to that church picnic.
Yep.
And
but we didn't fall in love immediately.
Well, yeah, of course not. No, I think we just had a nice conversation.
It was really nice, yeah.
And I just remember thinking that you made small talk not as unbearable as usual.
Yeah. Okay, that's crazy because I hate small talk. I've told you many times that I hate small talk.
Yeah.
I might like be quote unquote good at it and I might be able to keep a conversation going, but I hate it. It is awful.
Yeah, the thing is I don't hate small talk if the other person is, you know, giving their best effort, engaging with me, then it's fine. I enjoy getting to know a person.
Yeah.
But yeah, small talk oftentimes is very much, I'm probably never going to see you again.
So see ya.
This is just a formality to pass the time. Yep. Let's just smile at each other awkwardly. But yeah, there was none of that with you, even though in the back of my mind, I still assumed I would never see you again.
Yeah.
But
I never think about that, like, directly or even in the background, I just forget about the person.
Okay. So basically, I was not memorable.
I mean, I wasn't memorable.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Right?
So we're both not memorable.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. No, but I'm glad that we, I don't know, reconnected a month later.
Yeah. July 1st.
Yeah.
I have all these dates burned in my mind, by the way. I'm a huge loser.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I feel like talking online first was...
helpful?
It was good because we kind of just cut to the chase right away about, you know, like the big things. Like, oh, like what ministries are you involved with?
Yeah.
Like how is your faith doing?
Yeah.
You know,
what's your viewpoint on Christianity and wealth?
Yeah.
That was like, one of the very first things we talked about.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
In terms of like of like materialism and like, oh, why should like this family like buy a luxury Porsche or like a BMW car or like a Mercedes Benz when realistically y'all can just get a Honda that'll get you to point A to point B. What's
right,
the point?
Yeah.
So we talked about that for a little bit.
Yeah, and I feel like both of us were very open.
Yeah.
Which made like the progression of the relationship pretty natural and fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just remember after we had talked on Facebook for a week.
7 days.
7 days. Joel actually said,
oh,
wow, we've been talking for 7 days straight. And as a girl, that's not something noteworthy because I talk to my friends like almost on a daily basis. But I guess for you, that was
for
like
me,
unheard of.
For me, I can talk to my best friends once every 2 weeks and it's like totally fine.
Mm.
I might not even like be able to talk to Curtis or Joel, like my two best friends who are in Lethbridge and Calgary. It's like I might not talk to them for 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, but then something big will happen in our lives. We'll just go to our like WhatsApp group and then we'll just talk and it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for me, like having long periods of not talking to some of my really good friends is not uncommon.
Mm.
So when I talk to somebody for an extended period of time, multiple days in a row, it's very different.
Yeah, so I don't know. So up until that point, I saw you as a friend.
Yeah, I just saw you as a person who literally just added me on Facebook and started messaging me out of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? Yeah,
what?
It was just, I don't know. Yeah, I was like, oh, this, you're a cool guy. Cool.
Thanks.
Nice conversations. But then after you said that.
What, yeah.
I thought that you were making a point
of
becoming intentional.
You thought that was a signal?
Yeah, I thought that was a signal.
Once again,
I know.
Men are not intelligent emotionally.
I know,
so that was literally just me genuinely expressing surprise
that
we were talking.
But nobody does that. So I was like, is he purposefully pointing out the fact that we talk a lot? Like, what does this mean? And then at the 2 week mark, he does
it
again. He's like, wow, we've been talking for 14 days straight.
Because again, shocking still that we would keep a conversation going for 14 days.
I didn't know that. Anyways, so at that point, I think we made plans to meet up in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I think we both acknowledged that it was weird that we had talked for so long and we felt like we knew each other. But
we never talked in person besides that one time
exactly,
in June.
Exactly, so we hadn't seen each other since June.
Yep.
So we met up.
Yeah.
Taste of Edmonton.
That was fun.
Good times.
Yeah. I drove.
Yep. Well, I got dropped off.
Oh, yeah.
And then
true.
You drove me home.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
And then we went
on
a couple
more
dates.
I don't even know why I announced, like, oh, I drove. As if it was, like, some great thing. Shout out to my friend Deborah for giving me her Taste of Edmonton volunteer parking pass.
Oh.
I still have that parking pass in the car, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, actually, yeah. I don't remember where you parked.
Was like at some diamond parking place
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Granted, if I didn't even have a parking pass, I would have parked there anyways. Because guess what? Don't have to pay the tickets.
Oh, my gosh. You delinquent.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyways. Yeah, so then we went on a couple dates. And then August 3rd.
August 3rd.
We found a random hill.
Yep. We had a picnic. It's like we blew through everything that we scheduled in a day and we had so many hours of sunlight left. We're like, what should we do?
Yeah.
And so we just, for some reason, decided to have a picnic.
Yeah. And then just talking about random stuff and Joel pulled that old,
oh my gosh,
let me put this blanket around you and then leave my arm there.
I'm a huge loser. No.
And then once he saw that I was not like, ew, get off of me, he was like, oh yes, proceed to stage two. The actual
check mark.
The actual verbalization of my feelings.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. No, but that was really sweet. You were really nice.
Aw.
Because I remember you prefaced it.
Yeah.
With like this long spew of compliments to
me. Oh. No. I prefaced it with that. But then the first thing I was like, so we haven't really talked about like what we are yet.
Oh,
and
right.
And then you said, yeah, I was waiting for you to say something.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And then I did.
Yeah. And then I said, no, just kidding. I said yes, right away.
Thanks.
Yeah. And then that's it.
Yep.
And then it's been.
And then you left for Europe for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, okay, look. It was like the funny things that happened after. It's I texted my mom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, for people who don't know me, my mom, before I met Bona, has been harping on me. Every time I go back to Medicine Hat to visit, they're like, first thing my mom asked me, besides like the usual formalities, like, oh, how was your 6-hour drive? Are you tired? Are you hungry? Next question. So, Joel, have you found a girlfriend yet? Literally, every single time I go back for years.
Was she the first person you told?
Yeah.
Oh.
When I got home, I texted her.
Cute.
Yeah.
Who was the first person I told?
No.
Because I feel like I told Louise.
Yeah.
But she was in Toronto with my mom, so I just texted her and she didn't see it till later.
Mm.
But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right after he asked me out, the following Sunday, I left for Europe for a family trip.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Hold that thought.
Mm.
Because on Saturday, we went to one of our friends' weddings.
Oh, yeah.
And that was our that was our first public appearance together.
Oh my gosh.
And
public appearance. We're not the royal couple, okay? Anyways.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know. It just sounded funny because you're like, our first public appearance.
I'm not so full of ourselves, okay?
I know.
People think we're memes, okay? I know we're not the royal couple. I was going to say the royal couple. Sorry. But this is like, we like went to the wedding together as like a couple.
Uh-huh.
And then people were like, oh, what? And they're like, okay,
oh, yeah.
People were either surprised that we were together or even more surprised that we knew each other.
Well, yeah, it's because we don't have many mutual friends.
We do have a lot of mutual friends.
No, but we don't have any close, like nobody introduced us to each other.
Yeah,
like, that was
that's
a
true,
mutual
yeah.
friend,
yeah.
You know, like we don't.
We also don't go to the same church.
Exactly.
Didn't go to high school together.
Yeah.
Didn't go in the same university program.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally met at a barbecue.
Yeah, and then didn't talk to each other.
For a month?
Yeah. So there was very few signs leading
yeah.
up to
although,
that.
Although, when we were on the date on August 3rd, we were Snapchatting all of the stuff that we were doing.
Oh, right.
And people who were mutual friends of us, who had both of us on Snapchat, they started piecing it together. And they started, like, messaging me, like, are you with Bona Zhang? Also,
yeah.
You, when we went to Anomia for sushi, yes, I know, not the greatest choice for sushi, back off, Enoch. Because when I told him that we went to Anomia, he's like, ew, gross.
What? I thought it was fine.
It was fine, too, yeah. But, like, on my Snapchat, it said, I love sushi.
Oh, yeah.
And on your Snapchat, you're like, sushi date,
okay, but, okay, fine. Yeah,
but
I
anyways.
Guess word choice, questionable.
Yep.
But a sushi date could be with, like, a platonic friend too.
I mean, no.
But
you
at that, okay.
Wait, you can use the word date, I would say, like playfully with some of your girlfriends
uh-huh.
and stuff. But you
yeah.
should never use the word date with a person of the opposite gender unless it's actually a date.
Yeah. Well, again, anyways, yeah. I think at that point though, both of us were pretty much like,
yes.
this is a date.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But
anyways,
yeah,
anyways, yeah. And then we went to the wedding together, and then one of your friends saw us. I think she was like the door greeter or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh my gosh, congratulations. And then we're like, yeah, thanks, but you know, we're not getting married. This isn't our wedding. Please. It was weird getting congratulated about our relationship at another person's wedding.
Yeah, that was a little odd. Yeah. But it was really sweet, though. It was everybody sweet, was so supportive and nice and friendly.
Yeah.
Like, because we were at your church.
Yep. Yeah. And then your friend slapped me on the back multiple times while she was saying congratulations. And I was just like, I want to just find my seat for the ceremony. Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's what a whirlwind of a couple months, but.
Oh, there was one more memory of that day that was really funny.
What was it?
While we were going to like the post ceremony mini reception, in like the other hall, like we saw two of my other friends, and then they're like, oh, holding hands already, and I'm just like, what?
Oh yeah, that's true. I guess I don't know. I think in general we probably moved, quote unquote, fast. For a Christian couple?
I guess so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Holding hands on the first date?
What? Also, we have to, like, figure out how to hold hands properly because your hands are so small.
Okay, maybe my hands are normal size and your hands are just huge.
That's not true. Okay, maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, anyways.
But yeah, it was cute. Yeah. Was anyway, fun. Sorry. Yeah, and then Sunday you had to leave.
Aww,
for 3 weeks.
I know Joel was really sad.
Why am I still sad about it? You're back. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I'm a man. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Aw, no, I think it's cute. Joel's very affectionate and emotional. Where is your heart on your sleeve?
Yep.
Yep. A blessing and a curse.
Yep.
Sometimes.
For both you and I.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just because sometimes when I see you're sad, even though I know
that I'll get over it.
Yeah, and I know it's not something I personally did or whatever, it still affects me too.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
But no, it's okay. I mean, it's your personality, and for the most part, I do appreciate that you're very open and honest about your feelings, right?
Yeah.
I think that's hard to come by sometimes with the male species.
Species.
Anyways, so there's that.
Yep.
Wow, I can't believe it's been 9 months since that day. What do you think has been the most challenging thing about this relationship? It can be personal, like personally to me, or just like being in a relationship in general.
I think like we've talked about this before, but we're both very strong-willed individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't always meet eye to eye.
Right.
And so, you know, as a Christian, you know, guys are called to like continually sacrifice for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to do that has been learning how to constantly do that has been difficult because I think both of us have our own individual desires.
Right.
And whenever the situation asks for one of us to give up our own individual desire for the other person, it's not always like instinctive and not always natural.
Right.
And so I felt like, you know, I have a lot of area for growth in that, like on that topic. But I think that's one of the main things, just learning to sacrifice and not like do it begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sacrifice for you begrudgingly. I want to do it because it's the right thing to do. And it brings me joy to see you get what you want. So
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess for me it's like kind of similar to that, but I think because I have grown up being single and I'm used to being independent, like I'm used to getting things done on my own.
Yeah.
And just not having to rely on somebody else. But then once you're in a relationship, it's kind of like you have to learn to be vulnerable and dependent on somebody else to some extent. So I think I'm still working on that because selfishly I do just want to go my own way.
Yeah.
Right? So kind of what you were saying too, but just allowing myself to be served.
Yeah.
I think that's something I need to work on because you're very willing to serve, but then sometimes I find myself being like, oh, no, it's fine. I can do it myself, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But it's sort of I have to keep in mind like, no, I have to give you opportunity to serve me because that's your role in this relationship.
Yeah.
I think I'm good at serving you, but not so good at receiving service sometimes.
Right.
So yeah, that's probably the most challenging thing just off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about most rewarding thing?
Most rewarding thing, hey?
If you can just pick one thing. I know there's a lot of
things. We got a
PG-13
right now. What? Just kidding. I would say while we were like dating after August 3rd and I was going through like a lot of stuff with like my practicum and school and just like the ups and downs of it all, like having you there supporting me was like immense. Like I, looking back at it, I don't know if I would have been able to make it through some of those moments in my life in that practicum or during the job hunt.
Right.
And you know, if you weren't there continually picking me up or, you know, encouraging me or feeding me while I was just too busy to cook.
Right.
It was just amazing having somebody there to constantly support you and to share in your struggles, but also share in your successes.
Right.
Like, that was really, really amazing. And honestly, I just can't think of, like, I don't want to go through life and, like, the ups and downs without it. Like, without you now, because I just, it would be awful.
Oh, you're so cheesy. I love it.
Also, if you're one of my guy friends listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh.
Okay, they're probably all barfing in the bathroom. It's fine.
Or they probably stopped listening already. So, you know what? I can just be who I am.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
Aw, that's really sweet of you. Yeah.
What about you?
Most rewarding. I think it's just to feel so loved all the time. It's like so nice, and you're so good at expressing love and stuff. It's just like, it's not something I'm used to, which is not to say I didn't grow up in like a loving household and stuff.
Yeah,
but to have that constant affection and support and just always somebody who you know is on your side, right, and is there for you, even if they're not any quote-unquote help, but just their willingness to be present with you.
Yeah,
that's been very nice.
I probably get a lot of it from my mom, because you've met my mom, and she's just as affectionate, if not more.
Yeah,
and she'll go to war for you, really.
Yeah, she's so cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's the sweetest. She's the sweetest little lady. This 4'11" woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I think that's probably the most rewarding, is just being so validated all the time. It's really nice.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. What has there been anything surprising about this relationship or being in a relationship? Because I know for me, I haven't had much prior experience.
Yeah.
So
neither have I.
Did you have any expectations that were changed or met in strange ways or anything?
I think those are like sort of maybe two different questions. Right. So I'll just answer the basic ones, like whether or not I was surprised by stuff.
Right.
You know, because like I I've never had a prior like serious relationship, and I think being in this relationship has surprised me because it's shown the capacity for a human being to like both show love and receive love, because like previously I was only super affectionate with my mom because I love my mom. Mama's boy. But you know, being in this relationship, just seeing how much love God has given me to be able to also give you and also vice versa has been really surprising, because
like, you didn't think your heart could be so full.
Never thought I could be so full, and never thought it could give out so much love at the same time, because again, I didn't have any prior experience of that, and it's just been so shocking and surprising in a really, really good way.
I see it. You're like a never-ending fountain, which is good, because that means you're taking it from the source, right? So that's really nice.
What about you? Anything surprising?
I guess something that is surprising is how, and this is not to say that this relationship has been easy, but it's just how easy it is to like love somebody,
right,
and just get to know somebody and to become so close to somebody in such a short amount of time, where you're like basically inseparable and you're thick as thieves. Just how that relationship can develop. That was like really surprising, because in junior high and high school, and my friends can attest to this. Mm-hmm. I was that girl who was like, I'm going to date my guy for at least 2 to 3 years, and maybe then I'll consider marrying him, maybe, but ideally, like, maybe even 5 years of dating, you know, like, oh, I really want to make sure I get to know a person, because I thought it would take
5 years. That
amount of time to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, it's been 9 months, and I feel like I know you, like, pretty much 90%, you know?
I'm an open book.
So it's been crazy in that way, in a good way too, because I feel like you're very open and you don't have anything to hide.
Nope.
Really.
I honestly, even like a lot of my friends know this too. It's like, I'm an open book. Y'all can ask me about anything. I'm going to tell you because like what's, I think besides the privacy and confidentiality for like other people in my life, if it's just about me, what do I have to hide?
You get to know. Exactly. You get to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also one of your personality traits is that you're realistic, right?
Mm.
And so I think because of that, you set your expectations realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like a lot of people, I think, you know, when we were just dating in the beginning, a lot of people around us said, oh, it's the honeymoon phase. Mm-hmm. Y'all are so cute and happy now, but wait until later. And we're just like, oh, okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that, we've been able to both be realistic,
mm-hmm.
but that hasn't stopped us from being able to love each other to the fullest where we are right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think we're both sort of aware of challenges, you know, obstacles.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make current periods of joy any less joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, gosh.
TLDR, it's been great.
Yeah. Woo. Slap it high.
Well, okay, no. for the people who can't see, she just made like a pawing action as she missed the multiple high fives that she was going for. I did not reciprocate.
Okay, how rude.
Sorry.
Anyways, so I think we'll probably end off.
Yeah,
but do you have any last minute tips, things you want to say, closing statement? About our relationship, about relationship in general.
For my friends who keep making fun of us, wait until you get into a relationship. All right. For anybody that are friends of ours who makes fun of us for how close we are, just wait until you get into a relationship.
You guarantee what?
I mean, I won't guarantee, but you know, just saying.
Yeah.
But also, I think one of the things I think a lot of guys get wrong is that in relationships, they're always looking to be fulfilled by the other person, or like not fulfilled, but to be served by the other person, or to be satisfied by the other person, and that's like their primary vision or focus in that relationship. But guys, just I would say focus on serving your girlfriend, and if both of you are on the same page and she is also focusing on serving you, I would say only good things can come from both of you serving each other and making that the focus of your relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way, it's not just a one-way street either way. It's a two-way street. You work as a team and you work as a couple and not just one person trying to satisfy the other person.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, for sure. And my advice would be like pretty much exactly what you said. Like, don't focus on what the other person can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Focus more on how you can serve the other person.
Yeah.
And that goes the same thing with flaws
and
personality traits as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me personally, I mean, both of us can admit that there are things about each other that we're like, eh, that's weird, or I don't like that, or
my vocabulary.
Yeah, or like, you need to like work on this area of your life. But what's helped me through those times where I'm like, ugh, this is annoying or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of just, instead of being like, okay, well, what annoys me about Joel? Instead, I should think, there are areas in my life that annoy him.
Mm.
What can I do to better myself?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than focusing on how you can like better yourself.
Yeah.
I guess so, kind of just, trying to improve yourself and serving the other person.
Yeah.
And then I guess one other piece of advice would be to, before getting into a relationship, I think it's really important to be secure in yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into a relationship or pursue a relationship with the intention of filling some hole or finding your other half.
Yeah.
Or anything. Like, you should already be a complete person going into a relationship. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, no person can sort of fill that void.
Yeah.
Besides God.
Yep.
So, you shouldn't be putting those expectations on somebody else. Yeah. Because it's going to be sad for you and the other person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I think you really gotta, you gotta have good self-esteem in that sense.
Yeah.
And security in your identity and your own personal goals, those sorts of things, and be pretty mature before you kind of go into that stage of life.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I guess communication.
Oh yeah,
that's a big one.
Yeah, as like sometimes like I have a tendency to, when I get like upset, I don't want to communicate why I'm upset, because I know that you get upset when I get upset. But honestly, communication is key. You have to be open with the other person.
About everything.
About
everything. If you're feeling angry, just straight up be like, I'm really upset right now.
Yeah. It's because you did.
These and these reasons.
And we have to hash it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe not everybody is, I don't know, can do this very naturally. Mm. But I think for both of us, it is more natural.
That's
which
true.
Makes it easier for us.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make the fact that open communication in a relationship is any less important if it's easy for us.
Yeah.
If it's difficult for you and the other person, it doesn't mean you shouldn't give it a good shot and try to work at it, because that is another really good foundation for a solid relationship.
Exactly. Because nobody can read your mind.
Yep.
You can't read the other person's mind.
Yep. Sometimes you can read body language and stuff, but honestly, not the same as the other person just telling you what's wrong.
Exactly. And I think miscommunication just in general causes a lot of unnecessary conflict.
Yeah.
And hurt feelings and anger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Obviously, we have a lot of things we got to work on.
Yep.
But it's been 9 months and still going strong.
Yeah.
Woo woo. Yeah, so happy 9 months.
Happy 9 months.
Yay. All right, so I think we'll probably end it there.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
If you made it all the way through, shout out to you, man or woman and or girl or boy.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
We really appreciate the support and the time.
Yep. Tune in next time. Don't know when the next episode will be.
Yep, but when it comes out, I'm sure it'll be entertaining.
Hopefully. Wait, let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Okay, fine. It might not. It might be really boring. I'm sorry if that's the case. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.